the regular meeting. Can we have a call to order?
Yeah, just make sure you're reading from the budget hearing. Yep, you got it.
Yep.
Joe Spear is not here. Wesley Faricioli?
Here.
Roy Davis?
Here.
Richard Heap?
Here.
Kenneth Range?
Here.
Kathy Lindley Hall?
Yes.
Travis Webster?
Here.
Okay.
Can we get an approval of the agenda as written?
I move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Kathy? Danielle?
I don't know anything about this part.
Well, but the approval of the agenda.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Wesley Faricioli?
Yes.
Roy Davis?
Here.
Richard Heap?
Yes.
Kenneth Range?
Here.
Or yes.
Okay, we're gonna... Okay, so presentation of budget approved by budget committee by the budget officer.
I guess that's me.
That's you, Kim.
So basically, you got this budget, and I'm just gonna go through the LB1, the summary of it. And if you have any questions, unless you want me to go through the whole thing. So the resolution 494 for the general fund personal services came to $639,191. Material and services, $1.309,418. And not allocated to organizational unit or program transfers out from the general fund came to total $641,669. The contingency is $152,744, for a total of expenditures for the general fund of $2.743051. For the debt service fund, this is mostly transfers in from the general fund. Expenditures and requirements is $471,548. The USDA revenue bond expenditures, $130,120,000. The capital projects fund, estimated requirements, $2.412,536. So the total appropriations for all the funds together comes to $5.757,256. And then the total unappropriated and reserve amounts of all the funds, this is amounts that are not appropriated or allocated in, is $252,857. That brings the total budget to
$1,113,000.
So if you guys have any questions, I mean, I could go through it a little bit more if you want.
Any questions?
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and leave this open for a half hour, Kathy.
Ask if there are any questions specific about the budget at this point.
Does the public have any questions?
Or statements?
That's what's Kathy. Sorry about that, Joe. The budget meeting opened at 6. So there are no public comments? Okay. Do we want to leave it up for half hour?
I would suggest that you approach our attorney, Martha Rice. For those of you in the public, Martha Rice is a court attorney. Her home base is in Crescent City.
There's no need to leave it open once we've called for public comment.
Right.
So if there's no comment, you can close the public hearing and...
Thank you for being here tonight, Martha.
You're welcome.
Okay, so no public comments. We're going to go to commissioners' comments. Do any of the commissioners have any comments? Ken?
No, not on the budget this time.
Not on the budget.
Wes? No comment? Joe?
No comment.
Public comments one more time? Okay. We're adjourned out of the budget committee meeting.